Hare Krishna.
Thank you all very much.
There's more than one there, in fact. Are you reading from any particular place?
We stopped at second chapter.
Second chapter. End of second chapter?
Yes, we did.
So you're starting the third now?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do a formal cell phone check. Please check that your cell phones are off or silent. That's okay, you don't have to mess with that. Or you could bring this over here. Just as it is. I can't play it, but I can do something with it. So this is the third chapter, just beginning, huh?
Yes.
Oh yeah, no photography. Completely disturbs everything. When the project is finished, we can all pose for photographs. Okay, this is page 147. Chapter 3, Karma Yoga. Arjuna Vacha, you can repeat. Jayasi,
Jayasi,
Chet,
Chet,
Karmanaste,
Karmanaste,
Mata, Buddhir,
Janardana,
Tatkim,
Tatkim,
Karmani,
Karmani,
Kode,
Kode,
Mam, Niyo Jayasi,
Niyo Jayasi,
Keshava,
Keshava,
Arjuna Vacha,
Arjuna Vacha,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Mata Buddhir Janardana,
Mata Buddhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Ghode
Mam,
Niyo Jayasi Keshava,
Niyo Jayasi Keshava,
Arjuna Vacha,
Arjuna Vacha,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Mata Buddhir Janardana,
Mata Buddhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Ghode Mam,
Tatkim Karmani Ghode Mam,
Niyo Jayasi Keshava,
Niyo Jayasi Keshava.
Arjuna Vacha,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Jayasi Chet Karmanaste,
Mata
Buddhir Janardana,
Tatkim Karmani Ghore Mam,
Tatkim Karmani Ghore Mam,
Niyo Jayasi Keshava,
Arjuna Vacha,
Jayasi
chet karmanaste
jayasi chet karmanaste
mata
buddhir janardana
tatkim karmani gore mam
tatkim karmani gore mam
niyo
jayasi keshava
Arjuna
vacha
jayasi chet karmanaste
jayasi chet karmanaste
mata
buddhir janardana
tatkim karmani gore mam
tatkim karmani gore mam
niyo
jayasi keshava
Arjuna
vacha
jayasi
chet karmanaste
mata
buddhir janardana
tatkim karmani gore mam
tatkim karmani gore mam niyo jayasi keshava Arjuna vacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani gore mam niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna
vacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana
tatkim
karmani gore mam niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna
vacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani gore mam niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna
vacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani gore mam Niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna uvacha
Arjuna uvacha
jayasi
chet karmanaste
mata
buddhir janardana
tatkim
karmani gore mam
Niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna uvacha
jayasi chet
karmanaste
mata buddhir janardana
tatkim karmani gore mam niyo jayasi keshava
Arjuna uvacha
Arjuna
said
jayasi
better
chet
If
karmanaha,
then fruitive action.
Te,
by you.
Mata,
is considered.
Buddhi,
intelligence.
Janardana,
O Krishna.
Tat,
therefore.
Kim,
why?
Karmani,
in action.
Gore,
ghastly.
Mam,
me.
Niyo jayasi,
you are engaging.
Keshava,
O Krishna. You want to play, right? I don't blame you. A lot more fun than sitting in a lecture. Arjuna said, O Janardan, O Keshava, Why do you want to engage me in this ghastly warfare if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive work? Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, has very elaborately described the constitution of the soul in the previous chapter, with a view to delivering his intimate friend Arjuna from the ocean of material grief. And the path of realization has been recommended. Buddhi Yoga, or Krishna consciousness. Sometimes Krishna consciousness is misunderstood to be inertia, and one with such a misunderstanding often withdraws to a secluded place to become fully Krishna conscious by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. But without being trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it is not advisable to chant the holy name of Krishna in a secluded place where one may acquire only cheap adoration from the innocent public. Arjuna also thought of Krishna consciousness, or Buddhi Yoga, or intelligence in spiritual advancement of knowledge, as something like retirement from active life and the practice of penance and austerity at a secluded place. In other words, he wanted to skillfully avoid the fighting by using Krishna consciousness as an excuse. But as a sincere student, he placed the matter before his master and questioned Krishna as to his best course of action. In answer, Lord Krishna elaborately explained karma yoga, or work in Krishna consciousness, in this third chapter. Om jnana timirantasya gyananjana salakaya chakshur militam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam tathati svapadantikam vandeham shri guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalan, Sri Gurun Vaishnavascha, Shri Rupam Shagrajatam, Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savatutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Golpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivashadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arjuna Uvacha, Jayasi Chait Karmanaste, Mata Buddhir Janardana. Tatkim karmani ghore ma. Neo Jayasi Kesha. In the still beginning stages of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna has begun to explain the philosophy of Krishna consciousness to Arjuna. And Arjuna has not clearly understood it. The Lord has explained that intelligence is the proper, that one has to use one's intelligence in Krishna consciousness to control the mind, control the senses, not be carried away by action for sense gratification. And so Arjuna is thinking that then Krishna consciousness must be something like pulling away from activities, because these material activities are sources of entanglement. The impelled by material desire, we perform activities for sense gratification, and we become entangled. And Krishna says this is not very good. One has to control the senses. Udhare ratmanatmanam natmanam avasadayet atmaiva yatmano bandhur atmaiva ripuratmanam. Later, Krishna will say that one has to elevate oneself by the mind and not degrade oneself. The mind can be the best friend or the worst enemy. Bandhur atmatmanas tasya yenatmaiva atmana jitaha. Anatmanas tu shatrutve varte tatmaiva shatruvat. For one who controls the mind is the best friend. One who doesn't control the mind lives always with the worst enemy. So Arjuna is thinking that, yes, I have to control the mind, I have to control the senses, I have to stop these material activities. And that means I should go off to the forest or to a secluded place and simply dedicate myself to spiritual activities, chanting, meditation. And this proposition is also very good because then I don't have to fight. This fighting is terrible. Ghore. Ghore means horrible, ghastly activities. Arjuna had already presented in the first chapter that this is horrible to have to kill my cousins and friends and grandfather and guru. So now Arjuna is thinking that yes, it's better to give up all these engagements and go off to a secluded place and be spiritual. He may be thinking in that way. Typically people, when they hear that someone is practicing Krishna consciousness, they, oh, you're going to become a sadhu. Or if you ask them to be Krishna conscious, no, I can't become a sadhu, I have my family. How can I become a sadhu? Because they think that this is what Krishna consciousness means, that you leave behind your worldly duties and you become a sadhu. You go off to Rishikesh or Hardwar or Vrindavan or someplace and you do tapasya, you do bhajan, you do dhyan, you do something, sadhana. That's their idea of spiritual life. That either you stay in material life, family, home, work, or you take up spiritual life. You go to the forest, you go off someplace. So people think that if someone's taking up Krishna consciousness, that must be what he's doing. So Arjuna is thinking something like that. Or Prabhupada says he wants to use it as an excuse. This is very good. I'll become a sadhu, and that means no fighting. Now Krishna is going to enlighten Arjuna about this. Arjuna, of course, Prabhupada points out, he's a very good student. So he's thinking like that, but he's also thinking that, no, Krishna is also telling me fight. He knows that Krishna has not only said, use your intelligence, Krishna's not only said, control your mind. Krishna's not only said, avoid these materially entangling activities. He's also said fight. So then how to reconcile all of this? Elsewhere, Vyamishreneva Bhakyena Hudhir Moha Yasivane Tadekam Vadanishchitcha Yena Shreyoha Makyam. Later again, he'll ask the same question. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to act or not act? Sometimes it seems you tell me act, sometimes you tell me don't act. Vadanishchitcha, tell me definitely. Tell me definitely, what am I supposed to do? Which are you telling me? Because he's not clearly understood what Krishna is instructing. Hmm? Well, life is tough. Arjuna hasn't understood the significance of performing one's prescribed duty. Karmanye vadikaraste. Krishna will tell him that yes, you have to. You have a right, actually a duty, to perform your activities. Ma paleshu kadachan. But not for getting a result to enjoy for yourself. I once heard a student try to explain this. There was an Indian cultural center opening in Gainesville, Florida. And so the organizers, when the center opened, invited four Indian students to speak. One Christian student, one Muslim student, one Sikh student, I think, and one Hindu student. And so they all said something from their own background about the opening of the center. And the one Hindu student was totally confused. He was explaining, Karmanye vadikaraste mahapaleshu kadachana, that don't be attached to the results of your work. That means you just work, but you don't care about the result. He was a graduate student at the University of Florida, and you can bet your life he was working like anything. And I would be very surprised if he wasn't looking at his results. But he was trying to explain how somehow you don't care about the results. That makes no sense. The real thing is that we care about the result, but we offer the result to Krishna. That we have a right to act, a duty to act, but we're not entitled to the results of our activity. Ma karma palahe turburu. Na karman, what is that? Nate svangosta karma. We also have no right to be inactive, nor to think that I'm doing everything. But Krishna says, nimitta matram bhavasabhyasamcha. My dear Arjuna, you act as my instrument. Krishna says, I've already killed everyone here. They're dead. You just have to act as my instrument. Just act as my instrument. Not don't act. You must act. No one can cease from acting, even for a moment. Nahi kaschit kshanam api who can stop acting, actually? If we say, I'm going to go to the forest and meditate, we'll be back after 3 days. Prabhupada cited one incident that there was one African devotee who went to Mayapur, and he decided that he was going to chant 64 rounds a day. So he went off into the fields and he constructed a little hut and he was chanting 64 rounds. And after 3 or 4 days, he was gone and no one ever saw him again. Because it was impractical. He couldn't simply retire because he was not mature. In the mature stage, Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, they can simply sit and chant Hare Krishna and be absorbed in the sound of the holy name. But in the immature stage, if one tries to do that, all rubbish will enter the mind. We'll be thinking about so many things. If we can sit down for 1 hour and chant the holy name, we're doing very well. Yeah? And if we can chant with concentration, then it's very nice. But one has to gradually make progress. One has to gradually make progress. The process, recommended process, is not simply to go off abruptly and live in Vrindavan or live in some secluded place. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur composed one song, Dushtaman Tumi Kishere Vaishnava. My dear mind, what kind of Vaishnava are you? Pratishtara kore, pratishtara kore, nirjanera kore, tava harinam kevala kaita. You're chanting, you have the idea of going off to a secluded place and chanting harinam, but your harinam is simply cheating. Why pratishtara kore? Simply, you're interested in getting a reputation. Oh, he's gone to Vrindavan, he's chanting Hare Krishna so many times. And if people don't take notice, then he'll arrange for advertising. That such and such has been doing bhajan. Kevala kaita, simply cheating. To actually chant Hare Krishna purely requires serious practice, serious endeavor. Srila Prabhupada referred to it many times as a gradual cleansing process. A gradual cleansing process, not abruptly doing something. Sometimes in some religious groups, they have a big event in a stadium or something, and the preacher gives a big talk, and then he asks who will come forward and sign a paper that now my life is given for God. And some men come up and they sign a paper. And then for 3 or 4 days, maybe a week, maybe a month. But then after that, they're back where they were.
The fast it comes and fast it goes.
Because there's no process. Huh? There's no process. There's simply a sentiment that I should give up this materialistic life and give myself to God. But there's no actual process to do that. So then one becomes a cheater or just fails. So Sri Krishna is not recommending to Arjuna that kind of path. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, or he accepted from Srimad Bhagavatam, Sthane Stita Shruti Gatam Tanuvan Manopi, that the best thing is to stay in one's own position. Sthane Stita. The idea is not to change from one position to another, from if I'm a grahastha, let me become a sannyasi. If I'm this, let me become that. If I'm a brahmin, let me become a kshatriya, let me become a brahmin. Sthane stita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wherever you are, that's all right. Wherever you live, you don't have to change the place. Whatever your job, you don't have to change that. But shruti gatam, one should hear the transcendental message, the transcendental sound. From a qualified authority. Shruti gatam. And tanuvan manobhi. One should engage one's body, one's words, and one's mind in the service of Krishna. Krishna, because we have this body, we have this mind, we have our words. We're always speaking something, we're always thinking something, we're always doing something. So Krishna doesn't recommend stop thinking, stop speaking, stop doing. Sometimes also we see someone takes a vow, Maunavrata. Then he stops speaking. But usually he keeps a chalkboard and he's writing. Then he might as well speak.
That's a good point.
Right? He might as well speak. And Brahma Sutra said, Tato Brahma Jigyasa, now the speaking begins. Satatam Kirtiyanto Ma. The great souls are always speaking, but about Krishna. They're always glorifying Krishna. Don't speak means don't speak rubbish. Don't speak rubbish. But to speak about Krishna, it's very good. Satatam, 24 hours a day, if we can speak about Krishna, we'll be elevated. By speaking rubbish, we'll degrade our consciousness, but by speaking about Krishna, we make progress. Although Krishna recommends monam, monam atma vinigraha. But that monam means silent materially, not to speak about material useless topics, but to speak about Krishna consciousness. We have our words, we have the body can be engaged in Krishna's service. We can bow down before the Krishna, we can cleanse the temple of Krishna. We can do so many practical things to serve the Lord. And we can speak about Krishna. And we can think about Krishna. We can ask other people, become Krishna conscious. We can tell them something about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jai Dakotahai Tarikaho, Krishna Pradesh. Wherever you go and whoever you meet, Krishna Pradesh, give some instruction. Either about Krishna or by Krishna. There's Bhagavad Gita's instruction by Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam is instruction about Krishna. So they're both Krishna Upadesh. So Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, wherever you go and whoever you meet, give this Krishna Upadesh. Amaragya Guruha Tare Desh. And this way become Guru and liberate the whole land, whole country. Astane stita shruti gatam tanuvan manobhi. One doesn't have to change from this to that, but engage our full energy for Krishna's service. You're a householder, remain a householder. But the whole household should be dedicated for the service of Krishna. Whole household. That's our duty. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, Manasa deha geha yo kichu mor, arpilu tvapade Nandakishore. My dear Nandakishore, Krishna, everything that I have, I dedicate to you. Manasa, I have my mind. And so long the mind has been dedicated to other things. But now I offer my mind to you. Manasa and Deha. This body. After all, the body is the property of Krishna. It's on loan from the material energy. So it's Krishna's property. It should be used for Krishna. Manasa, Deha, and Geha. The house should be dedicated for the service of Krishna. Manasa, Deha. Okay. The house is not simply meant for my own enjoyment. It's meant to be grihastashram. Grihastashram means a place of spiritual culture in which the family advances in Krishna consciousness, service to Krishna. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Manasa Deha Geha, Yokichumur, whatever I have, Arpilu Tuapade Mandakira, I offer that at your lotus feet. So that's the theme, not false renunciation. Srila Rupa Goswami said, Prapanchakataya Bhudya. Hariv sambandhi vastunaha. Mumukshubhi parityago. Vairagyam pagu kachate. To give up material things, so-called material things, thinking, oh, this is all Maya, is false renunciation. Dry renunciation. Dry renunciation. You know there's that place, Gaya. In Gaya there's the river Phalgu. Have you been? In North India. There's Gaya. And in that place there's a river, it's called Phagu Nadi. Because if you go there, it seems that there's no river. Just sand. But if you put your hand in the sand, it's actually the water comes. So it's called Phagu Nadi. So this Phagu Vairagya, you can say dry renunciation, or it appears to be renunciation, but it's not actually renunciation. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatarham Upayanjita Nirbanda Krishna Sambandh Hey Yukta Vairagya Muchita. To be detached from my own enjoyment of the senses. Anasaktasya Vishaya Yatarham Upayanjita. To engage everything as Krishna's property for the satisfaction of Krishna. That's real renunciation. That's real renunciation. Not simply to go off to the forest and make a show of sannyas, but to engage everything properly for Krishna's service. Yukta vairagya murchita. Okay, maybe we'll stop here, see what kind of questions there might be.
The renunciation. Basically, there is nothing we renunciate. You know, it is all Krishna's. Then it is all Krishna's. What is that you renunciate?
Yeah.
This body is Krishna's. This house is Krishna's. Mummy is Krishna's. And you are leaving everything, going to the forest. That is Krishna. What is that you are renunciating? So there is nothing you are renunciating. The whole body, soul, everything is Krishna. There is really something that is yours to renunciate. There is nothing. So it is all Krishna. So it is the other way around. Whatever that is possible, you engage it for Krishna.
Yeah.
That is the way renunciate.
Yeah, exactly.
As a grihastha, as a sannyasi, whatever the best you can, serve Krishna, that is the renunciation.
That's the thing. Other probably gave the example. Suppose I say, I renounce the Bank of America.
Yes. See, is the Bank of America is yours to renounce?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Great, thank you. Something else?
Yeah, slowly can you distinguish between karma and karma yoga? I've heard it, but it's typically when people talk about karma yoga, they say, I'm doing my duty, I'm being a good husband or a...
Yeah, actually they're doing karma, and they want to they want to put an attractive label on it, karma yoga. But where's the yoga?
Yes.
Yoga means plus.
Connection.
So what is that connection? Krishna connection has to be there. Otherwise, just I'm doing my work. Then the ass is also doing his work. What's the difference between you and an ass? He's working very faithfully, with no complaint. Now is he a yogi? But they want to turn ordinary material work into karma yoga just by putting a label on it, by stamping it. This is karma yoga. I'm doing my duty. Krishna says what your duty is. Sarvadharman pratyajya mam ekam sharanam. No. That they won't do. But I'm doing my duty. I'm working very hard. I'm making money. I'm enjoying family life. I'm spending on so many things for my comfort and happiness. So I'm doing karma yoga. What yoga? Karma only. Yagyartat karmanon yatcha loko yam karma bandhana. Krishna says, you have to work for the sake of sacrifice, for the satisfaction of the Supreme, satisfaction of me. Otherwise, loko yam karma bandhana. This karma will be entangling, binding. And just because you call it karma yoga, just, I know one friend, he's involved, no longer, but he used to be involved in hacking. Especially, you know, hacking into networks and that sort of thing. And they called it code refinement. Well, you may call it code refinement, but it's hacking.
Ultimately, it is hacking. No matter what name you give it.
It's hacking. So. Just that you call it code refinement doesn't make it something else. So just that you call it karma yoga doesn't make it karma yoga. Actually, you have to make some change. You have to change the account. Now I'm working on my account. I have to work for Krishna's account. Then it's karma yoga. Otherwise, simply karma.
Because the misconception is always there. People say,
always there.
I'm not going to go to temple, but I'm doing karma yoga.
I'm doing karma yoga.
But I'm going to temple or talking about Lord is bhakti yoga.
That's bhakti yoga. I'm doing karma yoga. Yeah. The ass is also doing karma yoga like you. This is like their favorite verse in, not even favorite verse, favorite line, karmanye vadikadaste. But they'll never say, karmanye vadikad, ma paleshu kadachana.
Yeah, whatever they like it, they pick up that one and just leave the rest.
It's always, karmanye vadikaraste nitya paleshu kadachana. They're always attached to the results. And simply to make a show, no, I'm doing karma yoga. Rubbish. Karma yoga means that I'm acting for the pleasure of Krishna. That maybe I'm not on the highest level of love for Krishna, but I'm doing my work and offering the results to Krishna. That's the beginning. Maybe there are those who they can't chant 16 rounds a day. They may not follow the regulative principles. They may not do very much sadhana. But they'll give something to Krishna. They'll come, they'll help clean the temple, they'll do some work for some festival, they'll give some contribution. They'll in some way try to help. Then it becomes karma yoga. They have some work that they're doing, but now they've changed the account. Why should I simply stay home and make my yard nice? Let me do something for Krishna consciousness. So that's the beginning. Then because they're doing that, after some time, while they're doing it, they'll chant Hare Krishna. Then they'll start getting a taste for the other activities of Krishna consciousness. And they'll lose their taste for material things. Gradually they'll come to the next stage. Because they're beginning. They're doing their karma for Krishna. genuine karma yoga. Otherwise, simply working. That's only karma. What else? Any questions today?
In Bhagavad Gita is described yoga ladder. And it starts from the platform of Karmakanda. So my question is, if you could please explain this, what is the connection between Karmakanda and this elevation to the platform of Karma Yoga?
Not much connection. Karmakanda means that people are working for their own happiness, but they're following some rules and regulations from Shastra. It's hardly on the platform of spiritual progress, but at least it's regulated material activity. Instead of doing things willy-nilly, they're following some scriptural injunctions. So that's good. But that's different from karma yoga.
Do they have chance to be elevated?
Everyone has a chance to be elevated, but not simply by going on with activities for sense gratification.
I just want to make a comment on that point. Karma kanda basically is like just a simple example is a son is doing karma kanda to his father or pitru, something like that, santarpana or something. So basically he is trying to give his father something, a demigod level, like it is not the spiritual level, but he wants to give in his next birth to his father to be properly come back, maybe a rich family, maybe come up with a more happy family in terms of material world, not truly to the spiritual world. It's still, no matter how much you follow the shastras and do the kanda, not including Krishna, that is all at the material level. So not at the spiritual level.
Yes.
When you don't include Krishna in any part of your activities, any activity, any fruitive activity, when it is not Krishna is included into it, all you get is the benefit of material benefit, riches, and it's kind of that means basically you have to come back. See, because you did this karmakanda, so because of that you got some punya, and to take that punya you have to come back to the world to enjoy that one. Again, you are into the same birth cycle.
Okay.
That is because of karma kanda.
Okay, that's clear. But still, why should be included in yoga ladder karma kanda? Like,
why do we need to include?
It's included, at least some acharyas mentioned that it's including in this succession.
Bottom. And if it's the ladder, if you count it in the ladder, it's at the bottom.
Exactly.
Bottom means at least you're following rules and regulations. Everyone wants to enjoy, but the unregulated person, let me enjoy however I like. He'll go to the club, he'll go here, he'll go there, he'll do anything and everything. But in Karmakanda, no, I have to follow these pious activities so that I can become eligible to enjoy. So at least he's following some directions. Well, that's good.
Is Panchamahayagya also?
Yeah, Panchamahayagya. So many different kinds of... These are ordinary affairs.
So they offer
Panchashunya Yagya.
They offer also to Vishnu in
Panchamahayagya. Yeah, well, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
That by performing these yagyas and so on, some touch will come with Vishnu. Nitya yagye pratishtitam. That actually the system is coming from Krishna. It's coming from God. So God is situated there. So something he has to do, just if you're following the laws of the government, at least you have some government connection. It doesn't make you chief of police, it doesn't make you governor, it doesn't make you a national hero. But at least it puts you in some connection with the government. At least you're a law-abiding citizen. That's better than being an outlaw. But it doesn't make you a national hero. for that you have to volunteer for police service or military service or some go into space or do something. Not simply, I'm serving my family honestly, so I'm helping my government. Ordinary, yes, I'm helping my government. What are you doing? I'm earning an honest living. Yeah, that's also good. You know, it contributes a little something to the productivity of the country, to the prosperity of the country. But really, it's your own satisfaction. You can't say, yes, I'm a patriot because I'm working, I'm following the law. But when you volunteer for some community service, then you can say, all right, I'm doing something for the country. And when you finally come to the point that I want to give my life for my country, then you're at the top of the patriotism ladder. I'll give my whole life for my country. Everything else can go to the side.
I just want to give an example, just not to mention. Kamakanda is basically like, if whatever little I understand is like, it is, as Prabhuji said, it's the bottom of the ladder. But if you really go to the end of it, in Bhagavad Gita, many places it said, the end of Vedas is to know about Krishna. Mm. That is the ultimate thing. But how many people, whoever is following this Kamakanda, are getting elevated to that level? They are getting stopped at the Kamakanda level only. Mm. Taking bath 3 times of a day and, you know, following, doing it. But, you know, the ultimate end of Veda is finally know to Krishna. You know, what is Krishna? You know, how that is the only knowing Krishna. So if there is another way of knowing Krishna, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you know, there is another way, you know. So that's why, like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they gave these mantras. So it is easy, simple to understand. You need not waste a lot of time on following all this up to the top, you know, reading it every single, following every principle of it. Your life may not be sufficient even to learn one Veda alone, even fully. So the life we have is 100 years. So on the other hand, you have a simple, you know, Maha Mantra, and that mantra is good enough to know about Krishna. So it's in a different way, you know, comparing learning Vedas and taking Maha Mantra to get onto the top. So it's a kind of way.
Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur said, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, Kevala Vishaya Bandha. These two things, Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, they're two kinds, they're two pots of poison.
Yeah.
Kevala Vishaya Bandha. Two pots of poison.
It's a division, like me, branch, karma.
Yes. So the human life is not meant for either. It's meant for Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, it's an example. It says that, like, some people who want to eat meat, instead of eating meat wherever, whenever they want, offer it to Kali, Shakti, and then eat it. Like, it's a kind of... But is eating meat, that is what Krishna said? No. But there is a regulative principle to which you are getting meat to satisfy your own senses, not Krishna's senses. Krishna never said he will take meat.
Mm.
So you are satisfying your senses by a means of it, offering it to Shakti, who is a demigod, and taking it. And at the demigod's level, whatever they can control, they are giving it to you. So whatever the level they can. But can they give the spiritual liberation? No, only Krishna can give the spiritual liberation. No other demigod can give. So it's a choosing, you know, which you want to. You want it to be at the spiritual level, or you want to be at the material level. Okay. So choosing the God.
As far as I understood, like, Srila Prabhupada is also writing that there are two ways of spiritual elevation. One is indirect, and one is direct.
Yeah, indirect means slow, and
yeah.
Like two ways of touching your nose, like this and like this. So, yeah, the one is slow and indirect and not recommended. The direct method is recommended. Okay. Something else. Okay.
Yeah, my only question or comment or any point is when Prabhupada has very clearly given in this one, it's a simple, direct method, an easy way to approach, and it's a nice, clean way. Why we wanted to dwell too much into so many things, so many complicated, ways to get saved, So he is giving the directions and everything, and why we look for so complicated methods to prove the same. So reinventing the wheel with a different structure and kind of thing.
We have kirtan a little more, a few minutes more. What's our program?
We normally do one round of chanting.
Oh, good.
So we can do that, and then we can do close with Narasimha Kirtan, or if you want to do any of the kirtan first.
Okay.
Jai.